Hey everybody, this is Eric.
And I'm Haru.
And what we're doing this episode is something very special. This is the second official episode of this series of indie artist interviews, and we are totally welcoming feedback on these episodes. Japan Top 10. Starting with this episode, free listeners will get the first 15 minutes, and our Patreons will receive the full version of these episodes, similar to our Cultures episodes. In addition, these episodes will rotate with the Culture episodes, and they're going to be released once every other month.
Our annual listener survey is now up. We would like to know your opinion of our podcast, and in return, we will award a random survey entrant a free $50 gift card to a retailer of your choice. For details, visit our website at jtop10.jp.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music similar to the artists featured on this episode, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
If you thought of ever applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance.
Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Congratulations to William L. for guessing both songs from the Guess That Japan Top 10 Tune Contest. He has won himself a free $50 US gift card to a retailer of his choice. Thank you to all those who participated in this contest. And now here's a message from our winner, William L.
Hi, JTop 10 crew. Thank you for this fantastic and amazing podcast. And thank you for the JTop 10 Tune Contest Grand Prize. I really love to hear this podcast and will always continue to listen. Hope the podcast will continue to grow. Once again, thank you.
Thank you so much, William. And now we're going to kick off our first interview with Dida Dis from our very own Haru, who will start us off. Thank you, Haru.
Thank you, Eric. So I interviewed with Japanese hip-hop artist Dida Dis.
Hi, everyone. I'm Haru. Today, I'm going to interview with a Japanese hip-hop artist, Dida Dis. Some of you might notice that our May 2020 indie spotlight was his song, Yuhi no Uta. First of all, let me introduce his musical background. Dida Dis, as known as Daisuke Ikehata, is a Japanese hip-hop artist who has been performing since 1996. He was a hip-hop dancer in junior and high school. When he was in college, he met a rapper in a club, and he was introduced to the Osaka rap crew, Large Prophet, and then he decided to become a rapper. His early rapping style was shouting style. He has a day job in the telecommunications industry. Before doing the interview, I'd like to mention that since I'm in Canada and Dida Dis is in Japan, we are doing this interview on Zoom, so the audio quality isn't the same as our regular episodes. I'm sorry about that. Also, since we are both Japanese, our English may not be perfect, but we'll do our best. And now, I'm with Dida Dis. Konnichiwa, how are you doing?
Hi, Haru. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. And you?
Yeah.
That's good. So I'm curious, what is the origin of your performing name, Dida Dis?
My real name is Daisuke, D-A-I-S-U-K, so I acted as D-I-S. After a while, somebody came to call me D, combining D and D-I-S, so my name is Dida Dis.
Oh, I see. That makes sense. I'm also curious that I think you're from west side of Japan, but where is your hometown?
The city of Udon, Takamatsu City. So my rap is chewy texture like Sanuki Udon.
Oh, and where are you living right now?
I'm in Sapporo.
Oh, really? Sapporo?
Yeah.
Why you're in Sapporo?
After traveling all over Japan on a skateboard, I finally arrived in Sapporo. I've been in Sapporo for 10 years.
And I'd like to talk about your music career. Do you have any moments in your music career that really shaped you as an artist?
In my junior and high school days, I was a hip-hop dancer and dancing all day. When I was in college, I met the rapping club. We got along quickly. He introduced me to Osaka's rap crew named Large Profit, and we drove by car with them, cruising, hotboxing, freestyling. Then I decided to be a rapper.
Oh, that's so cool. And what is your lyrics writing and music making process?
Sometimes first I make the beat, then I write lyrics on the beat. Or sometimes first I write lyrics, then I make the beat. Nothing special process.
Basically, I write lyrics by myself. For music, I make it by myself, or I buy some music from overseas beat makers.
And what is the main themes or topics for your songs?
Definitely my feeling.
Oh. And in 2018, you released the Your Away EP in collaboration with your daughter. Can you tell us about how that came out?
I wanted to make songs with my daughter. I told to her, hey, let's make some songs. And she said, okay, let's do it. So we were done it.
So how old is your daughter?
Now she is 9.
Oh, 9 years old.
Yeah.
I listen to your songs and that's very awesome. She's so cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
And the first song of D Daddies is Hip Hop Equal Ore. In English, Hip Hop Equal Me from 2019.
お前がヒップホップ生まれて死ぬまでがめちゃ長い一曲ぶっとい一本筋通し生きとるどんなちっちゃいことでも一緒寝ても覚めても命かけてこ押してダメでも引いてダメでも諦めかけてもダメでやめてもその思い次につなげてこ晴れでも雨でも熱でも風でも俺はヒップホッパー生まれてこの方むしろ生まれる前から我こそヒップホップお前がな即身仏叶えたらなぜなら当たり前やな思いがそのものになれたら信じ切って飛び込むだけやなヒップホップイコール俺リリックは祈る声信じるもん一つ取れ自分の記録こせヒップホップイコール俺リリックは祈る声ヒップホップに生きろ動け勢いよく飛べヒップホップ遊びもヒップホップ全部ヒップホップルーツは一緒言うたら実行言葉は生きとる口だけにならんようにしよう逆にできることだけ言う口切ったら命かける言葉に命与える言う口持つやつになれる基準は簡単この選択はヒップホップなんかヒップホッパーとしての勘が許すか許さんか引くか引かんか押すか押さんか行くか行かんかここ行かない行かんかヒップホップっていう基準があったら何でも熱くなれるんじゃヒップホップイコール俺リリックは祈る声信じるもん一つ取れ自分の記録こせヒップホップイコール俺リリックは祈る声ヒップホップに生きろ動け勢いよく飛べヒップホップイコール俺リリックは祈る声信じるも一つ取れ自分の記録構成ヒップホップイコール俺リリックは祈る声ヒップホップに生きろ動け勢いよく飛べヒップホップイコール俺リリックは祈る声信じるも一つ取れ自分の記録構成ヒップホップイコール俺リリックは祈る声 ヒップホップに生きろ動け勢いよく飛べ。
Legendary rapper Kellis once said, "Say to yourself, I am hip-hop, so I say I am hip-hop, that's it."
Actually, I like the music. I would say it's a Latin or like Italian sound.
I bought the music from a Greece beatmaker, Ovidas.
I'd like to know your music influences. Who are your major influences?
Of course, Large Profits in Osaka.
Oh, and if you were to choose three Japanese songs that have inspired or influenced you, what would they be?
Okay, one, the lyrics by Large Profits. It taught me how to write lyrics. Two, Mugicha o Mo Ippai by Tama. It is a cover of Bob Dylan's song One More Cup of Coffee. Three, Kusatte mo Tai by High Life. High Life is Western Japan rap group I used to belong to. Kusatte mo Tai means something that is not what it once was, but it is still high class. So even when you are a mess, don't swallow your pride.
Actually, I don't know the three songs you mentioned. I'm sorry about that. But I'd like to know your concert. What was your first concert? How did you feel? And what do you remember?
My first live was in local club. When I was 18, I was excited and a little bit nervous, so I rapped yelling, shouting. In those days, my rap style is shouting style.
Oh, as we all know that this coronavirus pandemic has affected all over the world, how has the pandemic affected you and your work? What impact have you felt in the Japanese music industry?
My job is telecommunications industry. So during the pandemic, I have to go to work. Every day I have left the house with the intention of dying. And about the Japanese music industry, many, many music clubs are closing down all over Japan. I wonder if our feeling for music are being tested.
I heard that right now in Japan, most of schools are being open.
My daughter is still taking the half of classes right now. I think she will be back to regular classes after a while.
What are the plans for the future?
I'm going to make a digital album that fulfills the song's collaboration with various countries' artists. I will drop it before long.
My English skills are high school level, so I Google what I want to say and I send emails to overseas artists.
What musician would you like to collaborate with in the future?
Next year, I will feature Snoop Dogg. I'm proceeding with those processes.
Oh, really? I know, yeah. He's really famous American rapper.
I know.
I was introduced him while interacting with overseas producers.
And last but not least, where can people find you?
On Spotify, you can hear Dida Disc. Now, every month, I drop new songs.
Unfortunately, this song is the last song of The Daddies, which is We've Got a Crew Through from 2020.
誰も死なんのちゃうか思う穏やかな日でもやっぱり今日もウイルスは人を殺す マスクもない、消毒液もない、トイレットペーパーもない、街には人気もないけん当然仕事もない、家賃もない、常にないけどいつも以上に金がない。活気のない街はさっきだってすぐ叩き合いが始まってく。中国のせい、政府の対応が遅いせい、みんなが自粛先生、今誰が悪い彼が悪い言うたって全然誰も救えんで、これ超えたらどんな未来が待っとんか見てみとうてな。手洗いうがいしっかりしょうで、全員で力合わせて乗り切ろうぜ。
Swagger with them new standards, I go forth, so they move backwards. If we believe, we can move planets. I float up, I don't do ladders. Try to pose, I'm like Zoolander. This is for the gram, blue skies, and I'm feeling grand. The virus here, but we full of fear. There's bad thoughts, they interfere with what is here. We're mankind, we persevere. Reverse the fear, turn it into hope. Feel the growth, super fresh like a bar of soap. Bubble bath as the worries float, disappear into the atmosphere. The grass greener, we keep thinking that nowhere else is better here. We're all connected, the hope of life gets resurrected. We turn it up and we wreck the records. I'm breaking records, walk through the wreckage, my people rise. Through the dark clouds, I see the skies. The teardrops, I've seen them dry. Married to the game, yeah, she the bride. They see the wins, they don't see the grind. They just guess the outcome, they don't even try.
これ超えたらどんな未来が待っとんか見てみとうてな。手洗いうがい、しっかりしょうで、全員で力合わせて乗り切ろうぜ。
Collaboration with UK rapper Maya Miko and US singer The Pharaoh Monster. New type virus is menace to society, but union is strength. We got to pull through.
When I listened to this song, I was very surprised that this song is about this coronavirus pandemic. This is very timely. And also, D-Dot is collaborating with UK and US singers. And finally, would you like to say something to us?
Still stay safe.
Yeah, that's true. Stay safe. And thank you so much for your time, D-Daddies.
Thank you, Haru.
Thank you so much. Stay safe. And I'm looking for your new songs.
Bye. Sayonara.
So what was the cool thing you learned from D-Daddies?
To be honest, I almost never listened to Japanese hip-hop music. Because, for example, when I listen to English hip-hop songs, I always hear some bad words or it makes me feel scared about hip-hop industry. But this time I interview with D-Daddies and I noticed that he's just a Japanese guy, and he's so kind and he's really good father. So I was kind of a little bit surprised about hip-hop artists. And also, I like his song, his music style, and also he writes lyrics about hip-hop and his passion about music, and also he includes songs about social issues, like this coronavirus situation. So it's very interesting for me.
So it kind of changed the way you think about hip-hop.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right, so thank you very much for listening to this episode of JD Top 10. Once again, this is only the second episode of this artist series, so we're always trying to hear what you think about it. So let us know. My name is Eric.
And I'm Haru.
And thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we'll see you next time.
Sayonara.
Bye. Japan.